Where's the beef?
If you're talking about American beef, one place where you can once again find it is Brazil.
It's a major milestone in U.S.-Brazil trade.
That was Clay Hamilton, the agricultural minister counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Brasilia. He was referring to the first shipment of U.S. beef that arrived in Brazil earlier this month after a long hiatus.
Brazil, 13 years ago, banned the importation of U.S. beef because of concerns over BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, and it's taken us a while to work through the issue.
John Clifford, the chief trade advisor for APHIS Veterinary Services, says a cow in the United States tested positive for BSE in December of 2003.
The United States has never found a case of typical or classical BSE, with the exception of the case that we found, our first case that we found from a dairy cow that was from Canada and was not associated with the U.S. cattle industry.
Now, he says, American cattle producers know how to keep the neurodegenerative disease from occurring in their herds.
The science behind it is in reality, with bovine spongiform encephalopathy or BSE or whatever people call it, mad cow, the science is really, truly, if you have a good feed band, a ruminant-to-ruminant feed band, and proper removal of specified risk materials, there is no risk.
And he adds that situation has been recognized internationally.
The U.S. received negligible risk a few years ago from the World Organization for Animal Health.
Meanwhile, Clay Hamilton at the U.S. Embassy points to the export potential.
We think it's going to be a very healthy market for U.S. beef. And they're importing high-quality beef and also some specialty products such as liver.
He says early signs are promising.
Initially, we thought it was going to be a market of about $5 to $10 million. But recently, one company has already planned on importing at least $30 million a year. And we have four other companies that are looking into the market.
Hamilton adds that at the same time, Brazil is also expanding its beef exports to the United States.
They do produce quite a bit of beef. Earlier, they were able to export cooked beef. Now they're able to export boneless fresh beef.
He says they also export lean beef, which is typically used for things like hamburgers and processed products. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.